The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
But Michelle says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, we kick them.
I need you to go out and talk to your friends and talk to your neighbors. I want you to talk to them whether they're independent or whether they are Republican. I want you to argue with them and get in their face.
Donald Trump is a guy who, you understand, he hurts you. And my testosterone sometimes makes me want to feel like punching him, which would be bad for this elderly, out-of-shape man.
These are two incredible places. We love the people. Hate has no place in our country. And we're going to take care of it.
Hate has no place in our country unless you're a Democrat. You heard the audio. From Maxine Waters to President Obama. From Eric Holder to Cory Booker. Talking about using violence, punching people in the face, kicking them when they're down. That's the language. That's the rhetoric of the left. Whilst the president eschews and rejects hatred. Rejects violent language. But again, let's give you the reality. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. I'm going to play you some audio cuts from either side of the political divide, and then I'm going to give you some analysis of what actually occurred in Texas, what actually occurred in Ohio, not the spin, but what is actually behind those two actors and what they said they were doing it for. Let's listen to what Elizabeth Warren, who the Ohio shooter wanted to vote for, what Elizabeth Warren has to say about the events of this weekend. This is on MSNBC with Casey Hunt, Cut 9.
The president has embraced white nationalists. He has encouraged white nationalists. He is there with white nationalists. And when white nationalists embrace him and call him their friend, you know, I take them at their word on that.
Do you think that he is a white nationalist?
Well, he certainly has done everything that the white nationalists have wanted him to do. The white nationalists have celebrated him. Where we are right now are the actions of a white nationalist, and they put us all at risk.
So, Eric, so this individual, Elizabeth Warren, says the president is a white nationalist. He has done everything the white nationalists want him to do. Well, why don't we listen to a real white nationalist? This is Richard Spencer. It's incredible that Jake Tapper had no problem giving the most famous white supremacist in America airtime on his show. This is Richard Spencer on CNN talking about Donald Trump. Cut.
Many white nationalists will eat up this red meat that Donald Trump is throwing out there. I am not one of them. I recognize the con game that is going on. He gives us nothing outside of racist tweets. And by racist tweets, I mean tweets that are meaningless and cheap and express the kind of sentiments you might hear from your drunk uncle while he's watching Hannity.
So somebody who's an avowed white supremacist isn't satisfied with Donald Trump. He's not really, really a nationalist. He's not really a racist. Well, then the only place we have left to turn is the president himself. Let's not listen to people like Elizabeth Warren who want to win a primary. Let's not listen to hateful, hateful bigots and racists like Richard Spencer. Why don't we listen to the man himself? This is Donald Trump on White Supremacy Cut 5.
The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul.
These sinister ideologies must be defeated. That's the president. Now, let's look at what happened this weekend. Let's look at what these people believed. I've discussed in the last hour the Texas shooter. Let's look at the Ohio shooter. This individual had a social media profile. Connor Betts actually made many, many political statements. And here I'm just going to read to you the facts from Victor Morton from the Washington Times. Headline, Ohio gunman described himself as pro-Satan leftist who supported Elizabeth Warren. The Ohio gunman described himself on social media as a pro-Satan leftist who wanted Joe Biden's generation to die off, hated President Trump and law enforcement, and hoped to vote for Senator Elizabeth Warren for president. In the early hours of Sunday morning, rifle-wielding Connor Betts rampaged through a Dayton entertainment district, killing his sister and eight other people and leaving dozens of others wounded before police killed him. Quote, I want socialism, and I'll not wait for the idiots to finally come round to understanding, he wrote in one tweet. Betts's Twitter page, handle I Am The Spookster, has been verified as belonging to the shooter. It painted a picture of a left-wing anarchist. Quote, vote blue for God's sake, he wrote on November the 2nd. On the day of the senator's death, Betts wrote, F. John McCain. Though he had a fascination for guns, Betts was also a fan of gun control and blamed Republicans for school shootings. This is America. Guns on every corner, guns in every house. No freedom but that to kill, he wrote in December. And on the day of the Parkland, Florida school shooting, he tweeted at Senator Rob Portman, Hey, Rob, how much did they pay you to look the other way? 16 kids are dead. If not now, when? In reference to the 2017 Las Vegas shooting, Betts wrote, You can't kill 50-plus people and injure 600 in 10 minutes with cigarettes, my dude. Politically, Betts was on the far left. He pinned his top tweet as a retweet of somebody else's claim that, quote, millennials have a message for Joe Biden's generation. Hurry up and die. when another Twitter user posted a picture of Liz Warren and 2020 Democrat presidential rival Kamala Harris and asked, co-presidents? Betts poured scorn. Nah, but only 'cause Harris is a cop. Warren, I'd happily vote for, he replied. When noting that alt-right demonstrators were marching in Charlottesville, a rally that later ended in the death of Heather Heyer, he exhorted his followers, quote, kill every fascist. Betts also shared posts about concentration camps at the border and wrote, cut the fences down, slice ice tires, throw bolt cutters over the fences. His profile specified his preferred pronouns as he or him. The article finishes. As of Sunday, Dayton police said they had no proof of Betts' motive. I would say we have a lot of proof. He's a hardcore leftist, no borders radical who wanted to vote for Liz Warren. Stay tuned for the truth here on America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your laptop. Your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. One weak link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes the power of Norton Security to watch out for threats in today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code GORKA for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Now is the right time, my friends. Now is the perfect time. This is a tragic point in history for us. Let's help others. Let's help children, the most vulnerable. Remember what our Lord told us. Those who corrupt, those who do not help the most vulnerable, the children among us, better that a millstone be hung around their neck as they are thrown into the sea. You can help some children today, right now, from where you are. You know it's not a secret. There is a crisis south of the border in Latin America. Every day you read the headlines, and I want to do something about it. Here at Salem at America First, we're partnering with Food for the Poor to help the children, the displaced families from Venezuela who are now trapped in Colombia with nothing to eat. We want to rush life-saving food and emergency relief to these children. Listen to Food for the Poor's executive director, Angel Aloma, who will tell you right now, literally, the difference between life and death that your gift can make.
For those of us like myself who have 9 beautiful grandchildren, that every one of those little children who are starving have grandparents who think they're the most beautiful children and the most intelligent children in the world. And the pain and suffering, not just of the death of those children, but of parents and grandparents who will mourn them for their entire life afterwards. And that memory will haunt them for life.
Let's prevent that. You can help me to prevent that. Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. $100 would provide these children 2,500 meals. $200 will provide 5,000 meals for starving children. Please take a moment. It's just a minute. Go to sebgorka.com or call the special toll-free helpline. It's 855-330-4673. Help these children by calling this number, 855-330-4673. Helping me, helping those children, helping Food for the Poor. The events of this weekend. There's only one issue. It's not guns. It's evil. These people may write manifestos, but they're not changing politics, not in any meaningful way, except for the distortions and the exploitation by Democrats. What we have here is an utter, complete failure once again to read the signs, and most importantly, to act on the signs. We see cowardice. My time in the White House illustrated something for me in ways that nothing else has done since I moved here 11 years ago to America. This is the greatest nation on God's earth, but we are impoverished. We are impoverished as a nation. Our civilization, Western Judeo-Christian civilization, is impoverished in large part for the lack of one thing, and it's lack of fortitude. It's lack of courage. It's the pervasive cowardice with regards to public life and to public issues that are important to us all and threaten us all. There is no excuse on God's earth, none, why the Parkland shooter, and we had Andrew Pollock, the father of Meadow Pollock, who was murdered in Parkland, recount to us that it wasn't 20, it wasn't 30, it was 40 instances that the Parkland murderer had engagements with the local authorities that led to nothing. How is that possible? How is it possible after the third interaction with local law enforcement that somebody doesn't take action? I'll tell you how. Because they're cowards. Because they're afraid. How is it that when one of this weekend's shooters is found to have a hit list of fellow students he wishes to murder, that nothing happens? That is actually the result of political correctness. We need to show backbone. When the event occurs, when it's too late, that's when the most obvious courage is needed. We had one individual with a gun who engaged this weekend, who showed fortitude, who ran towards the bullets. We had law enforcement officers who in Ohio did their duty. They ran towards the gunfire. But courage isn't just physical courage in an emergency. It's speaking up when something is happening that you know is wrong and could lead to something much, much worse. But you're afraid. You're afraid of what your neighbors will say. You are afraid of what your co-workers will say, and most of all, you're afraid because there is a pernicious environment of political correctness that means you must, you dare not talk out, because then you are the oppressor. You're just another white man, or you're just another male, or you're just another individual in the middle class who's saying something against somebody else, and they have every right to be as peculiar, as disturbing in their behaviors as they are. No, my friends, this is the true lesson. Not Francis O'Rourke and his immoral exploitation of the death of fellow Americans. Not Pete Buttigieg, not Elizabeth Warren, profiting politically from murder. No, the real lesson is, what are you going to do when you see something that is wrong? Are you going to say something? Are you going to challenge it? Are you going to stand up for the vulnerable? That is the test of this weekend. Every one of us needs to switch off the computer, switch off the phone, and sit in silence and think. What am I to do when I see something? Will you be cowed? Will you be afraid? Or will you tell the right people? That is the lesson for this weekend. The call board is full. We will go to your calls momentarily. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation, more than 300 stations, affiliates, and platforms, including right now, live casting on YouTube. Also, the free app is available on iTunes, and also our website. Latest analysis, segments, and interviews at sebgorka.com.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-384-9393. That's 800-384-9393. 800-384-9393.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back, friends. Sebastian Gorka here, America First, and very excited to have somebody I just reached out to because I needed her advice. We hadn't programmed her on the show today. She's actually in Europe somewhere, enjoying a well-deserved rest, but she's a friend, so she always steps up to the plate. She is Gina Loudon. Follow her, Real Dr. Gina, and drginaloudon.com. She is national co-chair of Women for Trump, but she is on the show today. Why? Because she knows a thing or two about mental health issues. And I have one question, and we're not going to keep you long, Gina. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Do we have a mental health issue amongst the youth in America today, Gina?
Well, if we have a mental health issue, Dr. Gorka, it's that we have Trump derangement syndrome. Other than that, I would say, you know, there's definitely a snowflake component, and I'll say this, I love my children, and I think they're some of the very best children out there, but I notice all the time them saying things to me, and I think, wow, do you really have a grip on world history, on old history, on ancient history, on, you know, the struggles that different societies have been through? This is something you understand, of course, up close and personal due to your, you know, cultural history. But I've been here this week during the 75th anniversary of the uprising in Warsaw. And I want to say that, you know, looking back at what this part of the world where I am right now in Europe has been through, and specifically between the East and the West struggles and even more recent history, you think about how do they not realize that if you take away the guns, you take away the citizens' only defense against tyranny. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. So when they turn around then and call someone like you or the president a Nazi, for example, I think how utterly ridiculous when every day of your life, every day of the presidency, and really every day of his life, he has fought for and you have fought for smaller government, less power in government. That is not the same thing as tyranny. And there's no way to talk about tyranny in the same breath as somebody who's trying to change government to give it back to the people, which is precisely what the purpose of most conservatives' lives are. So that's where I've gotten really frustrated, in particular on this trip and learning more about the uprising in Warsaw, the 75th anniversary, which I would encourage your listeners to check out, because it really is something that most Americans, I don't think, are taught anymore in history.
Right.
So it's very significant in light of the recent history in America.
And it is the reason that we had the president give his speech on Western civilization at the site of the Warsaw Uprising, and it still remains, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most important speeches he's ever given. So let's look at the tragic events at this weekend, the dozens and dozens who have been killed. If we go beyond the political derangement, the lies, the accusations, there is a far more serious issue, isn't there, that we see real mental issues amongst the youth, especially the young men in America, and it's something that we seem unable to deal with. The way that mental health issues have been kind of compartmentalized, the inability of us to involuntarily incarcerate people who are a threat to themselves or others, surely we have to take a very serious look right now at the whole mental health infrastructure in America, Dr. Gina Loudon.
Yes, but Dr. Gorka, you and I have talked about this, and you know I have very strong feelings on this. My background, just for the purpose of this conversation, you know, I have a few postgraduate degrees in human behavioral fields.
Yes.
And the reason why I'm so passionate about this is because so often we as Second Amendment advocates want to say that, oh, we should talk about mental health, which I think mental health is something very important to talk about. There are some factors that we can put together and say, hey, these are the indicators we may have,
right,
such as psychotropic drugs, which are overprescribed in America and beyond. And part of the reason, certainly, if you look at the consistency of the number of people who commit these sorts of acts, very often you'll find that they were on some sort of psychotropic drug. And so, yeah, this is a problem, absolutely. But there is a huge danger that we must watch for, because as tempting as it is to turn the conversation from the guns, which are inanimate objects, as we all know, to mental health, very tempting for me, very tempting for everyone looking at this conversation. We have to be very careful about where we give that authority.
Yes, absolutely.
Because which government agency do
right.
we want to say you can or cannot keep your Second Amendment right?
This,
which government agency, which czar, right, do we
Gina,
want to have that authority over us?
Gina,
yeah.
Thank you kindly. Yes, indeed. We don't want to make one problem turn into a different kind of problem. We have been talking to Dr. Gina Loudon, author of Mad Politics. Follow her on Twitter at RealDrGina. We are going straight back to your calls next, 833-334-6752. Be safe, Gina. See you back in the studio once you are back in the U.S. My friends, ReliefFactor.com is pain relief that I use every day, every morning, and every night. Why? Because it works. It is that simple. That is the experience also of tens of thousands of our listeners here on America First, and that's why my fellow hosts, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and Larry Elder, are all fully behind this product, which is totally natural and has zero side effects. If you're doubtful, just go to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from real Americans across the country who are getting their lives back every day from this totally natural supplement. The three-week quick starter pack costs only $19.95. You should be part of that success story. Go to relieffactor.com and order your three-week quick starter pack now. The number here, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Your call's next here on America First.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free, no obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
This from PJ Media. According to the Greene County Board of Elections, the Dayton shooter was a registered Democrat who voted Democrat both in 2016 and the 2018 primary elections. No spin, just the facts. I will be appearing with Sean Hannity tonight, 9 p.m., so if you want more analysis on the day's events, 9 p.m., Fox News with my friend Sean Hannity. But now back to your calls. Let's go to somebody who's been waiting very, very patiently on line one, Max in New Jersey. Max, welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. How are you?
Better than I deserve.
I'm sure you're familiar with the 1996 HIPAA Act.
Yes, unfortunately.
So one of the unintended consequences of that Portability and Accountability Act was that doctors are now fearful of passing any information to anyone due to that. And that happens to predate Columbine. So I suspect that doctors previous to that act were much more willing to go and share information with authorities on people that had mental disorders. And the fact that now that they could lose their license if they go the wrong way on that act is part of the reason why we're not getting notifications of people that shouldn't have guns or shouldn't have, you know, certain rights.
Yeah, careful with your usage there. It's not that shouldn't have guns or shouldn't have certain rights. It's people who should be looked into, right? You got to be super careful.
You're right. I'm sorry. Yes,
right. You don't just say, "Oops, absolutely. Some doctor doesn't like you." Therefore, you don't have your Second Amendment rights. But yes, the HIPAA Act has created all kinds of irregularities that have stymied. But HIPAA is just one consequence of a much, much longer progression, which starts back in the 1960s and 70s, that conflated the civil rights movement with the idea that mental health issues had to be destigmatized and that being kept against your will. Let's play the president here, because he nailed it. He gave his statement today, and just one little cut goes to the heart of the issue with regard to the atrocities, the massacres this weekend. So this is the president talking today in the White House on the real issue at stake. Cut four.
We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement. Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun.
Mental illness and hatred, evil, pulls the trigger. We don't have mental institutions. Unless you're actively harming yourself or running around with a weapon, you cannot be held against your will for mental purposes, for health purposes, for more than 72 hours. And this is why we have a pattern. There's only one real pattern with these shootings. These are individuals who again and again and again and again had problems, and in the majority of cases were actually medicated, often with psychotropic drugs. That's not an accident. Max, thank you for your great call. Let's go to line three. Rob in New Jersey. Welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
The first thing I want to say is God bless you. The analysis today was like spot on. God bless your family. A perfect example of an immigrant family that's come to this country. You demonstrate an old man, and my father was with George Patton in the Second World War. We had guns all over the house, no problem.
Yeah.
But I'd just like to say that
I'm going to interrupt you there, Rob.
Yeah, go
ahead. I came here 11 years ago, and I've seen the old movies. I've spoken to people who were born here, who were raised here in the 1950s and 60s, even in California. Kids would take their 22 rifles to school, right?
Thank you.
You'd go squirrel hunting at the end of the day. Where were the mass shootings back then? It's not the guns. It's the culture. It's mental health. It's lack of male examples in the home. It's broken families. Okay, sorry, Rob, for interrupting you. Go ahead.
When you just interjected, I was ready to say that you represent a traditional masculine, ballsy, confident, God-based courage. That's what's missing in our secular school system and this mass media. Where is Facebook with all of their algorithms, where all of the stuff that you just put on the air this morning, they found Dennis Prager quoting the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Right?
They banned a video because it mentioned the Ten Commandments and says, "Thou shalt not murder." That's what they banned.
Right, but they didn't spot these kids that have been in trouble 30, 40 times.
This is amazing. Rob, this is amazing. That they have the money, they have the people, they have the algorithms to de-platform, demonetize conservatives.
When the police or investigators interview people, they always want to say, oh, do you want us to take your picture? That's an indication that their egos are at. That's why they're on these sites with Instagram and put in their picture. They're right out there. I think one of the biggest threats is China with their Q-Wave artificial intelligence, with these Teletubbies that are running around with, they want 5G now.
Yes.
That's, they're going to walk right in here when they just turn off all our systems, right? But with that kind of Q-Wave computer data ability, why isn't it being fed into where I heard what the mental health lady just said in your other HIPAA call, and I just want to say these people are filling out forms to get a firearm. That means they can consent to have this information looked into. So it's the simplest thing in the world to accomplish.
Yeah.
And our president is spot on. I'm from Cory Booker Company, country. I'm right outside of Newark, New Jersey. So I'm putting my MAGA hat on right now with my Trump 2020 stickers. I'm going to slowly drive through Newark, New Jersey, because he's made it such a great, wonderful city.
God bless you. Superb call, Rob. Before you put your MAGA hat on, stay on the line. You deserve a signed copy of Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. And don't forget, my new book is already out there for pre-order on Amazon, The War for America's Soul, which is about what you said. What did you say? You said, where are the men of ballsy, God-based courage? That's what America was built on. Bring it back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. How are you feeling in terms of your health and your energy levels? Are you eating well? You know, fruits, vegetables. If you're not, do what I did. Take Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature. My friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo is a massive fan of Balance of Nature, and he can tell you right now what you can expect when you join me in taking Balance of Nature.
One of the best things about Balance of Nature is that you get a personal health coach with every phone call, and this is free for all Balance of Nature customers. Your coach is going to guide you through every single step of your personal wellness journey with Balance of Nature.
How awesome is that? Your personal wellness coach. Go to balanceofnature.com. You will get a 30% discount, free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature, and also an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and vegetables at Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. That easy number, 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use the special discount code G-O-R-K-A. Take it. I do. You won't regret it. Back with your calls here on America First.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
And that is a message to the Democratic Socialists of America convention in Atlanta this weekend. The fact that they actually recorded the video and it's available, I hope somebody got fired for that, because if you missed Monty Python, you don't need to miss it anymore. It's exactly what our last caller, Rob, was talking about. Where are the ballsy, God-based men who have courage? I'll tell you something. They were not at the Democrat Socialists of America. Listen to this one. The whole thing is hilarious. Listen to this one cut, cut eight.
If we want to defeat capitalism, we are going to need a party that will organize working people to fight for the demands that we want and to win socialism.
Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes.
First of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please just keep the chatter to a minimum. It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Okay, is there a speaker against name,
point
chapter,
of personal
pronouns?
Privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Please. Because we don't have genders. I can't focus. It's not a joke. The cuts, the multiple cuts, if anybody's, how should I put this? I don't want to lull us into a false sense of security, but that is the definition of snowflake. Let's squeeze in one more call here. Steve, Los Angeles, line four. Welcome to America First. But guys, look for these videos online, the Democratic Socialists of America. It is Monty Python. Yes, Steve.
Oh, okay. It's a pleasure and an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much. I'm originally from El Paso, Texas, and I just want to send my love and my strength to my El Paso family and let them know that my prayers are with them.
Thank you, Steve.
And same to the folks out in Daytona. One quick point that I have an idea.
You got one minute. You got to hit it, Steve.
Okay. An idea behind all the school shootings. You know, the war against the USA is not over, right? Everything from the 93 bombings of the World Trade Center 8 years later, 9/11. Our internet is always hacked. Iran, North Korea, waiting to arm an ICBM. So why, because of poor immigration, sleeper cells come in through here into our country. They assimilate. They go and troll and recruit young and troubled individuals, whether they have health, mental issues or not. They look at ideology on the internet. They look for arrest records, things of that nature. They train them. They give them a story, a manifesto. They make sure they have guns. They give them a purpose to die. They started with our schools. They went to our churches. Now they're hitting our public spaces. What winds up happening is Congress eliminates, bans certain guns. The slippery slope starts.
Steve, it's a great scenario for an adventure novel, but there's no evidence. The idea that these people are being recruited, you got to use Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is most likely the right one. And it's what? Our society has been undermined ideologically. You don't need sleeper cells. This is the product of the left's ideology.
Big Mobile is using its influence to push a radical anti-faith, anti-family agenda. If you're using their services, you are supporting their attack on your values. We must become more educated consumers. Don't miss your chance to support gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, border security, and the sanctity of life. When you switch to veteran-led Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative cell phone company, get a free month of service this week only. Join thousands of members like me that switch from Big Mobile when they learn their cell phone bill was supporting Planned Parenthood and Sanctuary Cities. It's easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll save money, get the same super reliable nationwide service, feel good about funding the right agenda. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 per month, get a free month of service today and support your values when you come on over. Visit PatriotMobile.com and use the promo code Come On Over. Again, that's PatriotMobile.com, promo code Come On Over, and enjoy a free month of service on all new lines this week only.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.